Kwanzaa is not a religious but a secular holiday. It was founded by Dr. Molana Karanga, now chair of the Black Studies Department at the California State University in Long Beach, and was motivated by a desire for African Americans to learn about their roots and culture and strengthen community values and ties. Addressing a large crowd, Brother Amanifu, who attended the first Kwanzaa in 1966, performed the libation rites, which honors life and the ancestors who gave us life. Kwanzaa comes from the Swahili and means first fruit of harvest.
Let me emphasize that the first Kwanzaa was actually for youth. But the original purpose of Kwanzaa, or the meaning of Kwanzaa, the idea grew out of what was in traditional Africa, the end of the harvest season. After a year of hard work and struggle, you reflected on how far you had come during that year. And you also reflect on your successes as far as your failures. But this was a blessing and the benefit of years of labor. So you have corn, you have fruits, you have vegetables, and this was symbolic of what we had accomplished during the year of the work. Most African societies were agriculture societies. We also have the red, green, and black flag. Once again, this came from the genius of one of our own people, the Honorable Marcus Messiah Garvey. Red for the blood, black for the people, green for the land, for the natural resources. So we'll light the seven candles. We allow the young people to have that honor.
The guests of honor of the Kwanzaa Festival are the children of the community. Brother Kenyatta is an organizer of the STEP program. He says,
at the STEP program, what we try to do is give them the tools they need. You might say, help them to put on their armor in order to deal with the circumstances and teach them things that relate to culture to be able to not only survive, but prosper, possibly become leaders themselves.
Millions in the United States and the world celebrate Kwanzaa, and its popularity is growing. Its message of solidarity particularly resonates in the African-American community, says Darrell B. Graham, chair of the People Organization for Progress Anti-Violence Committee.
We just ask for people to be involved. If you come, you may not want to join us, but join something. Do something. Because we as a people are under siege, and we must be very vigilant in our struggle and our fight, because there are powers that be that do not want us to exist, and we must recognize that.
Newark is the largest population center in New Jersey. It is plagued by over 30% unemployment and street crime. Yet, billions in school and housing construction are being spent, with few Newark residents being given a chance for a job. Despite overwhelming adversity, the Festival of Kwanzaa is a testimony to the resilience and character of our African Americans and their resolve to overcome racism and exclusion. So today, on the third day of Kwanzaa, when someone says, Habari Gani, what's going on? You should reply, Hujima Habari Gani. Working together to rebuild the community is the news. For the WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.